Welcome back, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined for the balance of this half hour by attorney Robert Held, a Chicagoland attorney who was detained as he was protesting at the Broadview ICE facility for 8 hours. Attorney Held, we left off before the break. You were describing the fact that Customs and Border Patrol leader, Commander Greg Bovino, made a decision this, I believe it was the last Saturday in September, to have about 40 agents you described sort of rush protesters. They could have left the ICE facility by another exit. They did not have to rush protesters. Was there anything, for example, vehicles that were trying to leave or enter the facility that were being prevented from doing so that precipitated this effective rushing of protesters led by CBP head Bovino?
Greg Bovino was leading these 40 federal agents, and there was a car behind and adjacent to some of the agents. So there was a car that was exiting that street where the facility is. But as you pointed out, they could have used the other exit. They didn't have to create what I think was political theater, quite frankly, because they have film crews that accompanied Greg Bovino and some of the ICE agents. And, you know, that they had created this political theater also just an hour prior, where Greg Bovino would put his hand on the shoulder of an immigrant being detained and literally just like walk him up to the facility, even though they normally come in by car, and it was being filmed. And he would do it like repeatedly. Okay, let's get another one. Let's do another one. So they're creating this stuff for their website, their social media sites, whether it's for recruitment or otherwise indoctrination, propaganda, whatever you want to call it. But they did not have to come out that gate that day when I was detained.
And effectively, they came out and immediately started physically engaging with some of the protesters. You described that you had been hit by a pepper, not directly, but had breathed in some sort of chemical earlier. You were somewhat incapacitated. You were filming and backing up as that directive to back up was being given, and you were effectively tackled. Tell us exactly what happened.
Sure. Well, to be clear, I was sprayed directly in the face with a chemical agent because I was looking through the fence that separates the protesters from the facility. And I did have a gas mask on, but I was up against the fence and I my peripheral vision was poor. And anyway, an agent sprayed something so hard into my face that it either moved my gas mask or went under it. And I was debilitated for one full hour. But then when they opened the gate, so they were walking, they opened the gate, you know, clear the streets, you're going to be impeding us and be arrested. I'm backing up and filming. They're walking forward. I've later seen videos of some other things that I hadn't seen at the time. But from my viewpoint, I'm just backing up. They're shouting directions. I'm backing up faster than they're walking. I'm not impeding or obstructing. But I decided, okay, I need to clear the street because I think, as far as I could tell, I might be the only one left on the street and they're still shouting. And they're calling me, sir and buddy, get off the road. So I do. I got off the road and I ran off the road, but was chased. I was chased. And that was caught by an independent journalist. There's a video of that on the internet. But to finish the story, I eventually got to a fence that I could not clear. I'm 68 with a bad hip. And I gave myself up at that point. They ordered me to get on the ground and put my hands behind my back. And I was arrested.
So to be clear, you were exiting the area that they instructed you to exit, and then they chased you down.
But not quickly enough as they wanted. They had given perhaps 10 commands, clear the street, you need to clear the street. But I was not impeding them because they were coming at walking pace, and I was backing up much faster. And my video confirms that I wasn't impeding anyone, but they did chase me down.
And you were then handcuffed, zip-tied, what, and taken into that specific ICE facility?
I was handcuffed. I was put in a car. The car was driven a little bit, and then they opened the door, and then Gregory Bovino himself appeared at the door, looked me right in the face, and said, "Now what do you want to say to me?" I did not respond. They took me into the facility. I was held for 8 hours.
Were you ever informed of any charge?
Not at all. I was never charged with a crime. I never committed a crime, and I was never informed about what I did wrong or why I'd been detained.
Are you suing the federal government?
I'm not. There's what happened to me. Let's make this clear. this is not even a footnote compared to what's happening to the immigrants and to our communities. They're being devastated and abused by the Trump administration and these agencies. I don't need to get any recompense for what happened to me for those 8 hours. But we do need to change what's going on with respect to the immigrant communities and Chicago more generally, because we're living in fear. There are people that have been terrorized, that won't socialize, that won't go out to shop and won't go out to their work. It's really horrible when you talk to people on the streets that are being personally affected by this brutality.
To close out, you attended one of the hearings in the lawsuit brought by the state of Illinois challenging the National Guard deployments, challenging some of these what I would call posse comitatus violations by ICE officials. What did Federal District Court Judge Innes rule today? It's quite extraordinary what she is requiring CPB head Bovino to do on a daily basis, specifically around this issue of the use of force, which you ended up at the short end of the stick receiving. Tell us what happened today.
She had previously entered a temporary restraining order that protects prohibits ICE from issuing, using violence without warnings. And she ordered them to put conspicuous identification on themselves. And so the bottom line is, she said, you're violating the order and you need to come in every day at 6 o'clock to report to me on what you've been doing.
ICE and CPB will be required in a federal court in Illinois, the Northern District, to provide daily reports on their use of force. And Mr. Bovino will have to personally appear and answer the judge's questions at 6 p.m. Folks, this only happens when some pretty troubling things are afoot. My big thanks to Rob Held for being with us. Folks, when we come back, I continue our discussion of the utter lawlessness and the mayhem being wreaked not just on American citizens, but to citizens of other countries as well. We continue this important discussion on the other side. Thanks so much.